Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I have with me Manfred Ziller from the days gone by of CAP. We'll talk about that, but we now have a new exhibition at Iziko South African National Gallery, which opened last week. Manfred, let's start. The title of the exhibition, and how did that come about?
The title of the exhibition is I Never Liked It Here. It was Andrea Lewis. It was her idea, and she picked out graffiti, which was one of these drawings. And she said, this is the ideal title of the exhibition. And then she called it Reviciting Interaction by Manfred Ziller. That's the whole title.
Okay,
so,
but now
I never liked it here.
It was a process because the work came to Iziko. It was in storage. And then what happened?
The work was about 30 years in storage and has never been shown. And then I've been asking already a couple of times, going back years, so when are you going to show the work? And then at least now I have a friend, with support of a friend, Glenda Löbel, so said, look here, I'm going to help you. We're going to contact Andrea Lewis. And then we start contacting her, and then Andrea replied, and then we had a couple of meetings in a little coffee there in the gardens. And then she pulled it up, yeah, then Andrea again said, look here, let's do it. It's a whole project, you know.
Okay, so the project started last month in September with the restoration work. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that? Because the work was on paper.
Yes, work is on brown paper and been glued together with certain sheets. And then what happened when we saw the work was rolled up, which was not a good idea, that the work was rolled up. So when we unrolled the work, you could see some parts came loose. Even some parts were eaten up by what we don't know. And then, of course, then they contact a company called Memorist Conservation.
And you worked with them, and that actually we could have been watching you last month.
Exactly. The restoration was open to the public.
And now it's on exhibition. It opened on the 24th.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that, because I know you were involved with the band.
Yes, of course. We have the band Rimpi Fasmak, and then we played to the opening, and then, yeah.
But you know what I'm very privileged about, and I think you need to give us the background as well. You brought me the book that was published, and that goes back to the 1980s.
Yeah.
And Manfred Ziller and the Community Art Project invites you to Interaction, a public event.
Yes.
And the fact was, it was actually banned.
Not the exhibition was banned. The booklet was banned.
That you published, and these
which
have
was
all
short
got
after came out. You know, on the opening, we heard Peter Clark giving the opening speech. But there is also a film which we are showing out during the exhibition time that you called Interaction, which is running all the time through the show. Then you can see the whole process, you know, how people starting to dance around and start painting over the drawings.
Well, I must say, I'm very, very thrilled that we've had an opportunity of this work that's been in storage, which you had donated initially to Iziko South Africa National Gallery, telling of a time and a period which is a process and also reminds us about the invaluable work that the Community Art Project did and with which you were very much involved. So you'll have to go along. Give us the title again, because it's a long one and an important one.
The title of the exhibition?
Yes.
I Never Liked It Here.
In fact, the man likes it enough to be back in Cape Town. Manfred, we're very, very thrilled to have you. And folks, do go along to the exhibition. It's currently on at the South African National Gallery. And get there. And I'm not sure if the right word is enjoy, but it'll certainly remind you of a very particular time in our history. To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FM.